Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Valerie, thank you so much for being with us. Valerie Cadenfield is all here to talk to us about BioTango today. This is derived from BioDanza, and it's a really interesting topic because not only does she work with dancers and dance coaches, she also takes it another step further, working with businesses too, and really bringing up her message to what she created. So Valerie, I'm going to let you take it away and instruct everyone in this incredible session.
Thank you so much, Alicia, for this presentation. Thank you for doing the Embodiment Conference, which is an amazing, so much needed event. And a warm welcome for everyone who is joining me today on BioTango, the people I know, the people I don't know. You're so welcome. So let me tell you a few words about my personal connection with tango. For me, tango is a symbolic dance because when we dance tango, we take somebody else in our arms. The embrace is the basic element of tango. This is how tango was born. And it is my mission in this world to give people an opportunity or invite people to reconnect with each other, because our society is so polarized. And for me, tango is a way to get back there. So a usual tango class, like many classes out there, are very technical. So many people who want to start dancing tango, they feel lonely. Maybe they just had a divorce recently and they are coming to a class with this hunger for connection. And then they get the paso básico, they learn like 8 steps and the teachers explaining them how things are technically done. And they don't get this connection they're looking for until they arrive to a milonga, which is a place where we do social tango dancing. So it is my aim to create classes where people immediately can connect with the emotional aspects of tango. So the class itself is already the experience. And this has been inspired by BioDanza. BioDanza is a form of improvised guided dance, which is the dance of life, where we create movement with meaning, movement that is born out of our emotion. And this is what I want to practice with you today. So we are going to do a series of practical exercises where we will train our body consciousness, connect with ourselves, and everything is gently going to guide you into a tango dance. So the actual tango will be at the end of the session. Everybody can do it, so it's a beginner's class, but I think also for tango dancers, it can be very interesting because they might have never experienced a tango class like this. Before we start, I would like to ask you a favor. So it would be absolutely fantastic if I could have a few volunteers for this session who will be also seen on the screen together with me, because some dances will be interactive, especially for those who do not have a partner at home, but they still want to participate individually. So please just raise your hand. You find this at the bottom of the Zoom, and then the host is going to give you the rights to be seen. So any volunteers, please, right now, raise your hands, and this will be technically facilitated. In the meanwhile, I would like to ask that we share the PDF with some basic information that I sent. Because I created, thank you so much for everyone who already joins us. Okay, so everyone who wants to find me on the internet, my website is my name, valeriekattenfeld.com. There you can read everything about me, what I offer as a dance coach and as a facilitator. Then go to the next page where you can see my email address. So if you want to keep the session, you don't need to worry about writing anything down, because I can send you an email after the session with all the titles of the music we used and the dance exercises, so you can repeat it individually at your own time. And then the next page is important. So I just created a playlist for the Embodiment Conference on YouTube, which is my YouTube channel called Valerie Worldwide. And then you will see the playlist, which is called The Embodiment Conference, and I would like to ask you to click there right now, and we're going to start with the first song, and this will be Matthew Mole, You and Your Crown, and we can get ready to dance.
Fantastic. Once that link is in the chat, we're going to do a countdown, and we can all have the opportunity to just click together.
Right. So because of the royalties, we will need to click play on the music, everybody, in the same moment. So please get ready to get on YouTube. And
raise and money by selling the clothes you don't wear anymore. Selling is simple. Just snap.
Good. Okay. Valerie, are you feeling ready to go?
Okay, I need everyone. I need to get ready myself also for the playlist. So you just put the whole playlist also in the chat. There is also a link of the complete playlist where you just can automatically skip from one song to the next. And I'm just going to share this link too in the chat.
Yep, we have shared that for you. So
complete that, you already, perfect. Okay, so we are good to go.
Fantastic. All right, everyone, we are gonna click just on the
cat. Before we start, I also wanna introduce you, and I'm going to introduce you the next song because we're actually dancing this together. Okay, so the first dance is basically a walk. So the basic elements of tango are walking and embracing. And in this walk, we can practice a lot of things. So when we listen to the music, we're going to connect with the rhythm. We want to have a confident walk where our mind is open. We are aware, we are present. So we are sending our presence out there in the space with an open heart. And in tango, our chest is very important, because with our chest, we're inviting our partner to move together with us. So the chest is the place where we send our intention. And I love to connect this also to the emotion, because if I follow my heart, I walk with an open chest, with affectivity, and I'm sending this love out to the space, present and aware. So I'm going to press click play together with you after the countdown, and you can watch me for a few moments walking, and then when you feel ready, you just join me in your own time. And this is how we're going to do it for all the exercises. Okay, fantastic. I mute myself and I'm waiting for the countdown.
Fantastic. So everyone, we are just going to click in 3, 2, and one.
Fantastic. Walk a few more steps. Slowly arrive back to the screen. Thank you for everyone who is on the panel with me to reveal yourselves, to share this together with me. Because particularly for the next dance, I need your help. So what happens when we dance tango is that we meet different people. And sometimes we meet someone and our energies just match and everything is just a flow and it's beautiful. But sometimes also it can cost us to tune in. Sometimes somebody's embrace doesn't like feel quite right and I need to adapt. We need to find common ground together. So what we will do in the next dance is a rhythmical synchronization. Those of you who are alone at home, they can pick a partner on the screen. So I'm going to say changes. So you can either synchronize with me. And when we change, you just pick another person you can see on the screen and just try to synchronize with them. And also be like, observe what the other person's energy does to you. Does it inspire you? Can you perceive them? Maybe can you inspire them? Like there is something that happens between two people when we try to find a rhythm together. I'm going to do this together with my dancing partner, Gustavo, which I'm going to present to you right now. Gustavo is a fantastic tango dancer
Hello. Hi.
We practice together, and we have what we call intercambio. So he is helping me with tango technique. I'm sharing my biotango methodology with him, and we are developing it together. So I'm going to start with the dance, just starting with myself. Also, he's going to start individualmente. And then we will turn towards each other and we will dance together. Then I'm going to turn to you, synchronize with you, and going back to him. So every time I change, you can also change and synchronize with someone else. Finding a rhythm in common, doing a synchronization with the next music, which is Tango Negro, that you can already find the link in the chat. So I'll mute myself and ask you for the count.
Fabulous. So everyone, the link is in the chat. We are going to go in 3, 2, and 1.
Well, yeah, I really needed this moment also to wake up. And it's always great when we connect with the earth, because the earth connection is really important in tango and is a powerful piece of music. So thank you for joining. Thank you especially for the panelists for dancing together with me. I was switching between of you guys, also being inspired by you. Okay, so we are coming to another expressive dance. So the real true reason why I did this crazy thing and moved from London to Buenos Aires without speaking Spanish, without any plan, was that I just got addicted to tango. I was dancing in milongas 4 times a week. I worked 2 milongas at the entrance to get in for free. And I just felt so good when I danced because I felt seen. You know, when you are with someone and there is this click and you know this person really gets you, this person really sees you. And somehow this was the thing that tango could give to me. Something that possibly I did not reach or feel as much when talking to people, but when I dance, I feel like I'm in my essence and I can express this. And also the other person gives me the space to express myself and gives me this opportunity. And I also want to translate this to life, because the act of expressing myself is as important as the act of the other person listening and giving me the space, giving me the opportunity. You know, these people who talk all the time and they take all the space. I know this, and it feels really good when they also give you the space to express yourself. So this is what the next dance is about. And there is a saying in Spanish, in tango, tango is quite gender associated here sometimes, but there's also a lot of movement. El hombre hace brillar a la mujer. So I would like to generalize this more. I feel that in tango and in life, in every moment, when we are with other people, we can make them shine. We can ask them good questions where they get inspired and they start to express themselves. And even maybe they express them in the way they did not ever dare before. And maybe they just discovered their own potential they did not even know they have. So I think every person can be such a platform for someone else by just inviting them to express themselves and therefore serve them. So in the next dance, Te necesito amor, por favor. We are going to have a beautiful tango. Please share on the screen also the title of the music piece. So we're going to have Liber Tango by Piazzolla. Libertad, yeah, it means freedom. And so this is really about to express yourself freely, to let go, to completely let go. Because also we live in a society where we repress a lot our emotions, like we try to be cool a lot of times. This is the moment to be uncool, to reveal what you have inside of you, to express it. And it's a tango music, but we're not dancing tango yet, so we just observe what the music does to us. And for those of you who are alone in at home and on the panel, so I want to invite you that you switch between dancing in front of the screen, like freely showing, revealing yourself, and then also going to the screen and giving the space to the others. Like, it was my turn, now it's your turn, now I want to see you. And really also take this act of witnessing the other, of observing, as important as your own expression. The ones who are in two in the house, like Gustavo and me, we're going to do it between the two of us, one inviting the other. And when you're done with your expression, you come back and you invite your partner. Okay, so let's get ready to play. I mute myself and ready for the countdown.
Fantastic. So everyone, that link is in the chat. And we are going to begin in 3, 2, and 1.
So the more we strive to invite the people around us to get the best out of them, the better it is for the world. And it's something we can do at any given moment. Okay, so with the next dance, I want to introduce an exercise where we want to connect with the other through shifting weights together. It is a fluid dance. For those of you who dance at home alone, I want to invite you to just imagine another person with you that you take along . So the main focus in this movement is taking care that the other one can follow me. Because it's important that I make sure that the other person is available to receive my intention. So if I do something like this, it's not so easy to follow me. So there is also a calm music. We connect with our hands and we shift the weight together and just go with the flow of this. And remember, you can also use your torso to use it as an invite. The idea is in Tango that our heart-to-heart connection is always stable, that we always make sure we stay together. Venis un momentito. So we always want to make sure we keep this connection and we don't do anything like this, yeah? Because in this moment, I lose him. Okay, so you can do it with an imaginary partner or with your partner with whom you are at this moment, taking care that the other person can stay with you. And I'm skipping one song at the playlist because the time is running so fast. So it's going to be not El Adios, but the next one, which is called Alas de Tango by Leon Gieco. Please also show it on the screen. And I'm going to mute myself now and wait for the countdown.
Fantastic. And this is just a reminder, anyone who's awesomely volunteered to be a panelist, don't forget to turn your screen on so Valerie can see you and everyone can see you participating. So we are at song number 5, and we're going to begin our countdown in 3, 2, and 1.
So slowly we're coming back. We're not dancing the whole song, just a bit. Okay. So with the next exercise, which is in silence, I want to introduce you to position zero, the zero position in tango, which is basically just standing on the ground. We have our feet together, so our ¿Cómo lo digo? Metastaso en inglés. You know, where the toes are held, this kind of, this part of the feet, the heels, the ankles, and the knees are together. So basically we just close our legs. Also the adductors of the thighs are together. And maybe just close your eyes together with me for a moment to feel how you're supported by the ground. Have your knees slightly bent, don't stretch them through. And just feel this perfect line centered by the spine of your body and all your weight is running down your whole body, entering the small surface of your feet, which are carefully supported by the earth. And know that this is a position you can always come back to. This is your anchor. Sometimes we get lost. And when we get lost, we can just reconnect. We can just go back to zero, ground, and connect with our partner. So you can open your eyes now again. And in tango, it is important that I keep this axis. Tango is designed in a way that it's easy to dance and organic. So just the way I am, my body is built with my axis. I just move this vertical line through the space. So I always stay like this. I don't do things like this unless it's a very modern tango. And also have a tendency to go slightly forward, so I don't have my weight on my heels, but on the front part of my feet. And just check out for yourself for a moment how far you can get without taking a step. You can also do this with a partner. Have your partner standing in front of you, giving you support. So, and just check for yourself how far you can go. And sometimes we lose the balance in tango, but it doesn't matter because our partner is there for us. He's got you, like Gustavo. Here I'm off balance. But I know I can trust him and he's there for me. Okay, so we're now going to a very gently an exercise, which is a caress. If you're together with a partner in your space, one is going to caress the back of the other. And I want to connect this exercise with the story of tango, because tango evolved about a century ago when all the migrants arrived in Uruguay and Argentina, and they're looking for new work, and they're coming from many different countries. They were alone. They did not speak the same language, but they found each other in the embrace and they got each other's back. So they were lonely and they were taking care of each other. So for me, a big part of tango is the containment, to be there for another person. Those of you who are at home alone, you can just gently caress yourself in a way that it feels right for you. It can be your chest, caressing your hands or your face. And just dropping into this feeling of love, of caring, of being there, even if it's for yourself or for your partner. So you're going to sit down for this exercise to feel really relaxed. And I'm going to mute myself and wait for the countdown while we listen to the next song. Watermark by Enya.
Fantastic. Okay, everyone, we are going to begin in 3, 2, and 1.
So you can thank your partner.
Yes, yes.
Thank yourself. Thank yourself also for the love you give to yourself. Because I think that's a basic that's often overseen, because the relationship we have to ourselves really also has an impact on the relationship we have on other people. And the more I love myself, the happier I am with me and can nourish me, the more love I can give to other people. So we're now going to the most important thing there is in Tango Argentino. And you know it already because I've talked about it. It's the embrace. The cell that everything was born from about 100 years ago. And for me, this is the magic of tango, because we don't only dance with people we know, we also dance with complete strangers. And this is really the stunning thing that happens when you go to a milonga to dance tango. You sit there at your little table and you look around, and then you meet someone's eyes, and then there is like a small nod of the head, and this is called the cabaceo. And this is like, we agree to dance together And then you just take a person you've never met before in your arms. And for me, this is the magic of tango. And therefore, tango for me means human unity. So I picked a music, significant piece of music for the next dance, which is Imagine by John Lennon, who is this dreamer of this better world. So if I have the capacity to embrace a stranger, no matter how old they are, what their political opinion is, what their religion is, I just have this capacity to embrace someone. I think this is stunning. So basically what we do, if we are together with a partner at home, we're going to stand in a little distance and just look at each other. And when we feel ready to approach, we approach each other and just give each other a deep, heartfelt hug. And not this kind of hug, oh, you kind of want to get rid of and can't really go for it, but really try to breathe, to relax, to let go, to surrender in this hug and to enjoy it, to really allow it to happen, to be deep. And for those of you who are participating at home, you have three options, and you can actually do all of them. You can maybe start embracing yourself, sending some love to yourself. You can pick a person on the panel. Imagine this person who is now looking at me and experiencing this moment together with me. Even if I don't know her, I take her into my arms, thanking her for sharing this. And I can also embrace. A person I imagine. Because we have the capacity to imagine. That's special about human beings. So you can observe me for a moment with Gustavo and then create your own embraces. Enjoy. Ready for the count.
Fabulous. We're going to go in 3, 2, and 1.
So this is what happens for me when I embrace someone, that I embrace humankind. So let's now take this to the last dance, to the tango, everything that we did today. Remember the walking, sending our intention forward, finding common ground, same rhythm, like connect together with the music, expressing and listening to my partner, staying in my axis, changing way together, and embracing. So these are the principles, like the basic ingredients of tango. We are now going to put all together. If you're together, if you're alone, you can again do it with an imaginary partner. Now going to the dance posture, like this or like this, however you prefer. And if you're together with a partner, with Gustavo, we're going to show you how to arrive to the tango embrace. So we're going to go give each other a hug. And then we're going to open one side of the embrace. So having the hands together, and you can vary a bit also the distance with your arms on the close side of the embrace. And you want to start your dance with a weight shift, cambio del peso, so you know on which side your partner is. So you just, one person starts to go forward, and then you just walk. You can do side steps and front steps. Just take it super easy. And if you lose each other, you can go back to position zero. Just go find common ground again. And let's dance tango. Ready to start.
Fantastic. I'm just waiting for that link to come up in the chat for everyone. Perfect. So we have that now. We're going to begin in 3, 2, and 1.
Oh my God, I just see we're super late with the timing. I really apologize for that. So I just want to say two more things. If anyone happens to know, somebody who would be interested in a peace project related to tango, bringing together people with different political opinions whatsoever, please reach out to me. Maybe just show my website once again. It's valeriekattenfeld.com. I offer regular online classes every week. I also do dance coaching for individuals, for pairs. So please just check out my website, which is myname.com, and join me for my classes. The next one will be Biodanza. Each Monday we're dancing together, and on the 18th of this month, another Biotango class. Thank you so much, and sorry for being so late. Alicia, please forgive me.
That's okay. You are all good, Valerie. That was absolutely incredible. I can just see from the faces on the panel. If you would like to join Valerie and catch her session again, it's available for 48 hours. Or you can also choose to buy the library or even own the whole dance and creativity track. I know for me, that's one of the reasons why I'm volunteering. It's just such a great way to get to know all the presenters on a deeper level. So Valerie, we absolutely appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing all of your important work with us. For those who are looking for our next session in this track, there is the Embody Poetry panel. So that'll be the next one. Feel free to explore it. There is a coffee break happening right now, and that all Valerie's information will be in the chat too. Thank you so much, everyone. And thank you so much, Valerie.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me as a guest here. Thank you also once again to the panelists who danced together with me. It was a great pleasure. Also, I promised to Gustavo to mention his YouTube channel and his Facebook, which is called Gustavo Alvarez Tango on YouTube and on Facebook. And I am also on YouTube on Facebook. You can find me as Valerie Worldwide. Happy to stay in touch with you. And please keep on dancing, because it's a great thing to do.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Valerie.